I see lots of smiling mothers out there on behalf of me. Happy Mother's Day. Each week at Grace Bible Church, we celebrate communion in remembrance of Christ's death and his resurrection. And we take this bread and this juice, and we recall the sacrifice that Jesus made, which set us free from the bondage of sin and death. We're to remember today what our life was like prior to salvation. It was hopeless and helpless. And we were totally ignorant of the fact that we could die and drop into hell at any moment. As the bread and the juice are distributed, please use your quiet time today to not only rejoice over your salvation, but also to repent of any unconfessed sin in your life. So as a part of remembering Christ today, let's read together Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. First of all, let me pray for us. Father, we just ask that you would prepare our hearts to receive your teaching. Allow us to rejoice over our salvation. And help us to trust that you, who began a good work in us, will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. These two verses not only describe how we were saved, but also something else that occurred at the cross. Verse 13 first describes our salvation as follows: after listening to the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed. Just prior to being saved, each one of us were given ears to hear the truth, and we believed. But verse 13 also describes something else that took place when we first believed. It says, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. What does it mean to be sealed with the Holy Spirit? We get some help to understand this, in understanding the Holy Spirit of promise in 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. It says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. The Holy Spirit is God's seal on his people, his claim on us as his very own. This is the Holy Spirit being referred to as a pledge and a seal in the hearts of believers. The gift of the Spirit to believers is like a down payment on our heavenly inheritance, which Christ has promised us and secured for us at the cross. It is because the Spirit has sealed us that we are assured of our salvation. No one can break the seal of God. God's sovereign purpose for believers is to be in heaven with him. 2 Corinthians 5:5 says, now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is given to believers as a pledge, a promise, and a guarantee from God to assure us that our full inheritance will be delivered, The Holy Spirit is given to us to confirm that we belong to God, who grants to us the Holy Spirit as a gift, just as he gave us faith and grace. Through the gift of the Spirit, God renews and sanctifies us. He produces in our hearts those hopes and desires which are evidence that we are accepted by God, that we are regarded as his adopted children, that our hope is genuine, and that our redemption and salvation is guaranteed. God grants to us the Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit, as a certain pledge that we are his forever. The proof of the Spirit's presence is a changed heart, which produces in us repentance, the fruit of the Spirit, conformity to God's commands, a passion for prayer and praise, and a love for his people. At the point of salvation, God seals the Christian for the day of redemption. Because we have the seal of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we can live joyfully and be confident of our guaranteed place in a future that holds the unimaginable glories of heaven. Verse 14 further describes the assurance we received with the Holy Spirit. It says, "Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory." Our inheritance is, in a word, heaven. It is a sum total of all that God has promised us in salvation. And 1 Peter 1:4 says that we have been born again into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Our inheritance is Christ. In Christ is imperishable. What we have in Christ is not subject to corruption or decay. In contrast, everything else on this earth is in the process of decaying, rusting, or falling apart. Our inheritance in Christ is unspoiled. Nothing on the earth is perfect. Even the most beautiful things of this world are flawed. If we look close enough, we can see the imperfections of the things of this world. But Christ is perfect. He is holy, he is blameless, he is pure. He's set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens, and our inheritance is in him. He has made us holy and blameless and exalted and pure. No earthly corruption or weakness can spoil what God has promised to his children. Our inheritance in Christ is unfading. What we have in Christ will endure forever. As creatures of this world, it is hard for us to imagine colors that never lose their brightness, excitement that never fades, or values that never depreciate. Our inheritance is not of this world. Our inheritance in Christ is reserved for us. What we have in Christ is being kept in heaven for us. Although we enjoy many blessings as the children of God here on earth, our true inheritance, our true home, is reserved for us in heaven. The Holy Spirit guarantees that we will receive eternal life in the world to come. In summary, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, "When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal." The promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. If you're here today and do not profess to have a personal relationship with Jesus, I'd like to challenge you by asking, what part of salvation does not appeal to you? In salvation, you have been delivered from the wrath of God. You're free from the condemning power of sin and death. And you are sealed by the Holy Spirit with a promise of heaven. What is keeping you from seeking the forgiveness of God, who created you? The promises in God's word are true, and he will give his Holy Spirit to ensure that you'll never perish. Please ask for God's forgiveness and accept Jesus as the Son of God, who suffered, died on the cross, rose again as a sacrifice for your sin. We receive the promise of our inheritance by hearing the word of truth and believing in Christ. Should you choose not to participate in his forgiveness today, please allow the bread and the juice to pass you by. If you are a believer saved by God's grace and sealed with his Holy Spirit, but you have unconfessed sin in your heart, in your life, please use this time to confess, repent, and be restored back to God. After seeking his forgiveness, please join us in celebrating the guarantee of heaven given to us at the time of our salvation. The men will now come and serve us. Please take communion on your own as your heart is ready.